Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
How many people want Jesus to be their Savior but refuse to submit to His Lordship? They say, I'm saved because I believe. I've said Hosanna. But the truth is, unless you are obeying God, and if you're not obeying the scriptures, folks, you should not think that you have a relationship with God. Because the Bible says not only to believe, but you must obey God to be His child. Israel's time of visitation from God was Palm Sunday. They were asking for help. In Matthew 21 and 8, it says, a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees, and they spread them in the road, and the multitudes who were before them and those who went after him began crying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Folks, this was the week leading to Passover. During the Passover, hundreds of thousands of Jews from all around the world would pour into Jerusalem. The estimated number could be as many as 3 million people, both Jews and Gentiles. Many were there to celebrate the Passover. Now, Hosanna means save us. Lord, save us. Son of David refers to Jesus as fulfilling the prophecies of the coming Messiah. Hosanna in the highest means God has sent you to save us. Jesus, save us. In Zechariah 9 and 9, it was prophesied, rejoice, O people of Zion. Shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, yet he is humble, riding on a donkey's colt. Folks, Jesus Christ proved his deity by fulfilling hundreds of Old Testament prophecies. He also proved his deity by the miracles that he performed. However, the same crowd that shouted Hosanna on this day at the end of the week was shouting, crucify him. Crucify him. You see, Jesus Christ came at a specific time to really bring salvation to the nation of Israel. The same way that he came to change their world. God sent you during this season to change our world. Because Jesus said, and this was right after the resurrection, he said, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I am now sending you. If you are a believer and you are a child of God, God has chosen you. God has chosen you at this time, in this season, for you to share with the world about the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is so easy for us to focus Palm Sunday as being the people who accepted Jesus and his coming. What I'm trying to tell you, it wasn't that simple. It wasn't that simple. There was a lot of things happening. You're here today on this Palm Sunday. It's more for us, more than just waving the palm branches. And we recognize now after the fact totally that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But there's work that God wants you to do. The same way Jesus came through that city. He wasn't there for the accolades. He was there to fulfill the Father's will. And where we are in history at this time, we're not to be here to get what we want to get and do what we think we ought to do. We are here to save the world. We are here to save our culture. We are here to save our children, to save our families, to save our coworkers. That's why we have been sent here. God wants us to understand the backstory of our lives. It is more than what we think we're here for. There was an eternal plan that brought you here. God has brought you here to save the lives of the people that you know. Jeremiah 1 and 5, it says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. And before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my spokesperson. Folks, I think we can all agree that our world is morally spinning out of control. This is the season of our visitation. God put you here this time in history because God is looking to use you to change our world. In Joel 3 and 14, it says, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near the valley of decision. In Proverbs 14 and 34, it says, godliness makes a nation great, but sin is a disgrace to any people. How many of you know that Jesus Christ is the only answer? The only answer to defeat the sinful crisis of our world. I want to give you some startling statistics before I end. More than 16 billion people in the United States suffer from partner abuse every year, 16 million. And in 2022, there were more than 559,000 reported cases of child abuse in America. Sexual assault in college. Among undergraduates alone, 26% of females and 7% of males will experience some form of sexual assault while in school. So it gives us percentages, but let me break it down for you. That's more than 4.7 million students. I'm talking about the condition of our country right now. Today, there are 49 million people in modern slavery worldwide. 12 million of those are children. Child sex trafficking has been reported in every one of the states here in America. Forced commercial sexual exploitation generates over $173 billion annually. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because God needs soldiers of righteousness. You weren't sit here to warm pews or to sit in chairs and do nothing. We were sent here to give our lives to change the world. In 2 Timothy 2 and 3, it says, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, being dedicated, being obedient. It's not easy, folks. You know that in your own life. You're dealing with issues in your life, but you were chosen by God for this age to make a difference. Come on, repeat after me. I'm here right now, chosen by God to make a difference. Listen to what it says in verse 4. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Every one of you here have been enlisted as a soldier to fight against this evil culture, the evil culture of sin that can only be done away with through our prayers, through speaking the word of God, sharing our testimonies, letting the world know about Jesus Christ and who he really is. Let me ask you a question. Are you willing to pay the price, though? Jesus was willing to pay the price. He came into Jerusalem. He heard them saying, save me, save me. But he knew the motivation behind their hearts. He knew at the end of the week, they were going to be saying, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. Yeah, it kind of changes the whole picture of good, you know, when we say Hosanna to the Lord, Palm Sunday. When we really understand the backstory, then we begin to understand the truth. The truth is, regardless of what Jesus knew, he still went on. He was on his way to the cross. Let me ask you a question. What are you headed toward? What is your purpose? God's purpose for you is just like Jesus. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. But it's going to cost you something. Are you willing to pay the price? Jesus went all the way to the cross. He was willing to give his life. Are you willing to give your life for this world? This time of year challenges us to see, are we really Christians? To be a Christian means to be Christ-like. We talk about his knowledge, his miracles, but folks, the focus should be his death and his resurrection, his suffering. Are we willing to be like Christ and give our lives to save this world? Are we willing to be inconvenienced with our schedules and our lives to look at people around us and know that they're dying and going to hell if we don't do something about it?
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Starting this Sunday, Pastor Steve will lead us through a powerful new series from the book of Revelation. It's a message for the moment, and it starts this Sunday. Here's Pastor Steve.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. I'm beginning a new teaching series Sunday, May the 4th, titled Revelation, The Unveiling. I'm diving deep into one of the most mysterious, powerful, and talked about books in the entire Bible. The book of Revelation, wars and rumors of wars, plagues, judgments, the rise of the Antichrist, the return of Christ. What does it all mean? Are we living in the last days? Join me every Sunday as we walk through the book of Revelation, verse by verse, unpacking prophecy, revealing truth, discovering what God has told us about the end of the age. If you've ever wondered about what's coming next, God is speaking through his word. Come and hear what he is saying. Bring your family and bring your Bible. Revelation, the unveiling.
It all begins May 4th. Revelation, the unveiling. A journey into truth, hope, and what lies ahead. Don't miss these powerful Sunday services. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
God wants us to allow the power of the Holy Spirit to enter our lives like he did Jesus, so that we're able to change our society. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 9, it says, "For God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them, and he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation." Are you giving out the message? Are you sharing with others the message of the gospel? The Bible says we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead and say, come back to God, to people. Verse 21 says, "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ." And God placed you in this world to confront the evil that exists through the gospel of Jesus Christ. God's word changed the ancient world and their morality. What cost are you willing to pay to become a true disciple? And I say a true disciple because a lot of people think they are, but they're not. Jesus said these words in Luke 14 and 25. As a large crowd was following him, he turned around and said to them, "If you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else by comparison. Your father, your mother, your wife, your husband, your children, your brothers, your sisters. Yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple." And if you are not willing to carry your own cross and follow me, you're not my disciple. And then he says in verse 38, but don't begin until you begin to count the cost. Folks, today is decision day. To decide that Jesus is the Son of God and the Savior of the world or not. In Hebrews chapter 3:7, it says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. It's talking about us really accepting Jesus, who Jesus really is. And then realizing our responsibility to him to save the world, to get involved, to share the gospel, to pray, to seek his face, to teach his word. In 2 Corinthians 6:2, it says, for God says, at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. But now, it's the right time for others. Today is the salvation for others. God did not save us to be born again alone and go to heaven. He saved us to tell others. Jesus came. His entire life was focused on saving others as the Father sent him. We have to hear that message. I'm sending you to save others. It's not just about you and your family. It's about you saving all the people you know and people you don't know through the message of the gospel, praying for the salvation of the lost, doing whatever you can to bring people to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 10:9, it says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised them from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. And as the scripture tells us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disappointed. Jesus Christ came on Palm Sunday to save his people. We need to allow Jesus Christ to use us so that we can save others. We need to ask the Lord to renew our purpose today for us to really understand what all of this is really all about. Why is it in the Bible? It's talking to us. Jesus is already the Son of God. But how will people hear if there's no preacher? How will people know if we don't tell them? People sitting right next to you on the job may have never heard about Jesus. People living right next door to you may have never heard of Jesus. People in your classes, people you work with may have never heard of Jesus Christ. Are we willing to share with them the truth of the gospel? Or will we take the chance that somebody else might do that so they won't die and go to hell? This message is about Palm Sunday, but it's really about the backstory. Jesus coming in, seeing the condition of the people's hearts and saying, regardless of how they say they receive me, I know they need to repent and accept God's salvation through me. Folks, no matter what people tell you about salvation and what they believe about Christ, we only know the truth through the word of God. Jesus Christ is the only way. The Bible says there is salvation in no one else. You say, well, they believe in this, they believe in that. Jesus Christ is the only way. We have that message. We have the answer. The question is, are we sharing the message of salvation? Well, Pastor, you really have gone a little bit off of your message here about Palm Sunday. No, no, no. The backstory tells the story. It was their day of visitation. Today is your day of visitation. Today, you have to make up your mind. Do you really believe this story? Do you really believe that Jesus Christ came into the world to die for the sins of the world? Then do you believe that he said to you, as the Father sent me, I'm sending you. What are you going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? To be his disciple, you've got to take up your cross and follow him up that hill. If you're willing to do that, stand to your feet right now. If you're willing to take up your personal cross and follow him up that hill, in other words, if you're willing to give your life for the gospel, if you're willing to share with others the truth of eternal life, I want you to raise a hand as we pray. Heavenly Father, I've shared with these people the message that you've given me. Holy Spirit, I pray in Jesus' name that you would renew our hearts, renew our minds, renew our purpose. It's not good enough just to know the story in the Bible. It's more important to have the revelation behind the story. That just like Jesus came and people were crying to be saved, people are crying to be saved now. They don't know how to be saved. Their motives may be wrong, but the only way we can affect their lives is doing what Jesus did, being willing to give our lives that they may come to know you as personal Savior and Lord. If you desire to repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you now. I thank you for your word. I'm challenged this morning that this is a season of visitation where so many need you as personal Savior and Lord. I want to be a true disciple. I want to take up my cross and follow Jesus to share the gospel with all those you placed in my life. Holy Spirit, take control. Use me for the glory of God and for the salvation of every soul. I believe you're the Son of God. Jesus, you are the Savior of the world. You died, you rose again. You're seated on the right hand of the Father. With my whole heart, I believe this. And with my mouth, I confess, you are my Lord and Savior. I believe you are really the Son of God and Savior of the world. In your precious name, I pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us again today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio Messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part 4 of Jesus Christ, Son, Savior, Miracle Worker. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness, your love, your grace, and your favor, the divine favor that you give us in our lives. Lord, help us to be responsible with that favor, that we will share with others the favor you've given us when we're supposed to, and we'll also withhold the favor when we should withhold it. Lord, you want everyone to look to you for salvation and for help. Help us not to stand in the way, but help us, Lord, to speak your word and to encourage people to know you in a better way. Bless your people today. We just ask for supernatural favor upon all of our lives. Thank you for life, for health, for strength. Thank you, Lord God, that our troubles are behind us, even as we keep our trust in you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.